Dallas, where's my drum beat? Oh, yeah. Trip? I like it.
This is Mary Jane.
And Tiffany the Last.
We're in the Casbah with Trainwreck.
This is Daryl Lee Donald. I do lead vocals and percussions.
This is Boy Johnny. I play the bass.
This is John Bartholomew Shredman. I play the lead electric guitar.
I'm Clip Calhoun, leader. Man, I need some love.
His latest album is The Reckoning. What would you like to say about that? How did this come about?
The Reckoning was the culmination of about 6 years of pre-production. I think it's just it's a collection of our finest songs to date. And we did it all kind of real... just independent in our rehearsal space. It was a really kind of grassroots sort of thing.
Homegrown.
Homespun.
Homegrown.
I noticed you guys have a variety of wigs that you wear, and I was wondering how you chose those styles.
How did we choose those styles?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been a long time since I chose mine. But I remember I wanted to look exactly like a preacher from the South. And actually, I used to wear a long blonde wig, but it didn't match other parts of my body. So I switched to a more natural look.
Mm-hmm. Your mustache, right?
Yeah, my mustache.
Didn't match your mustache.
No. Yeah,
I don't wear a wig.
He's a natural. I'm a wig. And my wig is a Tennessee waterfall, and it is business in the front, party in the rear, and that's probably why I chose it, because that's how I roll. Now, you used to, did you wear a wig for a minute? You did, you wore like a Mike
Brady. I wore a little afro.
You used to have a tight little afro.
I wore a miniature afro, it went away, I don't know why.
I think it was just laziness.
Yeah.
I really do. I think that... yeah, John's commitment level has dropped. Boy Johnny, over the years. And even though he puts more work in than most with the producer chores, his live stage has suffered.
One of the tracks off your album is Brodeo. So I was wondering, what are your bro commandments?
Oh, wow. Don't bring sand to the beach.
Definitely
don't bring sand. Bros before hoes.
Don't poop on the truck.
Don't poop
or bus.
On the truck or bus. Yeah.
Never violate the bro code. Never violate the bro code.
The broad?
The broad. Yes.
Bro code.
What stays on the broad?
What happens on the broad?
What stays on the broad happened on
the broad.
Yeah. Love your bros, but don't make love to your bros.
Right.
Unless there's no other options.
Exactly. Yeah, we're talking about lost in the Alaskan wilderness or a plane wreck. I guess a train wreck would apply as well if you're out in the middle of Colorado. And very lonely.
Then you can have sex with your man friend. Without consequence.
That covers most of it, I think.
Yeah.
What are you guys hoping that the San Diego Baja Bros bring to the show tonight?
What are Baja Bros?
Right here in San Diego.
Like a surfer kind of bro, right?
Oh, I get it. You're talking some local lingo.
Yeah.
We just hope they come, quite frankly. It's Tuesday night, and... we're looking for some mighty good attendance, so yeah. If we get over 30, then we're going to be very excited.
It's going to be a rodeo. And the bungalow will sustain for beer pong and table games. Unless you're late. Hey, who wants to jump in the pool? I'll be the first. Come on, everyone. Take off your shirts. Woo!
Are you going to watch the show?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And we've been two. We're already in double single digits.
Yeah.
I was listening to some of your stuff and thought that, I don't know, barbecue rock was a nice way to sort of sum up what you do. So I was wondering if you, like, hosted a barbecue, what would you guys serve and what would take place?
Well, that's an excellent question, Mary Jane. One that will require a lot of thought on our part. But I'm thinking that we're going to have some grilled vegetables.
Nice.
And a lot of grilled meats. I'm saying ribs. But ribs for sure, slathered with BBQ sauce.
Rubbed. Maybe some rub.
As far as activities, I'm not sure.
Lawn.
Cornhole.
Lawn darts.
There would for sure be a party ball of beer. We don't believe in kegs. We like party balls. Because they're old school. And they're just cute. Definitely some beans. A lot of beans. Because they're good for your digestive system. And coleslaw. Gotta have some coleslaw.
Tater salad. Noodle salad.
Noodle salad. Yeah, with the multicolored noodles.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. What about the Jacktivities? What are we going to have for Jacktivities?
What's a Jacktivity, Cliff?
That's too much radio.
What on earth is a Jacktivity?
Well, I think Gerald knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Jack FM, but we're on pirate pods right here.
We
could do some swashbuckling in honor of the pirate pods, peoples. We'll do some swashbuckling with garden hoses. And maybe some leapfrog. Everybody likes a good game of leapfrog.
Yeah. And good old-fashioned sword fighting.
Yeah. Crossing swords.
Crossing swords, man.
I like three-legged race.
Oh, that's a classic. Yeah. With a potato sack?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so fun.
Basically, what we're talking about is good, clean fun. And we're going to celebrate that. And we might even put on a show at the barbecue. The barbecue has just ignited our imaginations.
Barbecue rock.
And I'm glad that we are part of the barbecue rock.
That's vile.
Is that your own term, Mary Jane?
It is. I thought of it today.
Wow. I like it.
What songstress would you guys like to share the stage with?
What songstress?
Kesha. I was just speaking for Clip. I knew that was
good. I'm going to have to say Shakira because of her shaking.
Yeah.
I just want to be watching that.
Yeah.
No one really shakes it like
that. Well, those are pretty lame ones. I'm going to go with Anne and Nancy Wilson.
Wow.
And
wow.
I will go Amy Grant.
Ooh. Ooh. We have a religious guy in the bunch, obviously.
I kind of want to give Whitney a shot.
She's no, we
Whitney
can't.
Houston?
She's down on her luck right now.
That's the kind of drama, though, that we really like to keep us entertained.
A train
wreck following Whitney Houston would be appropriate. I like Jewel because of her snaggle tooth.
I do.
I thought she got that fixed.
Did she get it fixed?
Yeah,
that was a big mistake.
Yeah, career killer.
Yeah,
that's like the Dirty Dancing girl getting a nose job. Yeah. Shouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Nope.
Trademark.
What about one of those runaway girls? What's her name? You worked with her, didn't you?
Joan Jett.
Yeah.
Stewart.
Oh, you mean
the actor? The
actor. I just talking about people with absolutely no musical ability. You're just saying girls that you want to hang out with.
Oh, I would like,
Dakota Fanning.
That's a good idea. But listen, we're not picky. You know, everyone's welcome at a train wreck show. But, you know, if someone comes on stage that's unauthorized, Daryl will, he might get violent. He does not like unauthorized people on stage, so make sure that those are cleared.
Right. And what sort of qualities do you look for in a train wreck groupie?
Well, I like all their limbs.
Intact?
But you know what? That's still, it's okay if there was an accident or something.
I digress.
Enthusiasm, I think, accounts for a lot.
Frumpiness.
What's that?
General frump.
Yeah.
No, I prefer lack of frumpiness, quite frankly.
That's too much work, though.
Yeah. And I like them liquored up.
Frumpy, liquored up, and with all limbs.
Yeah.
Well, that's it.
That's all I need. But then, you know, I take what I can get. You take what I can get. Why, were you ladies, did you want to become part of the club?
Not if we can't get on stage.
Clips Club.
Exceptions may be made.
We'll make exceptions for you ladies. For sure.
For the pirates.
For the pee-pee.
Pirate pop.
For the barbecue.
All right, well, what are you guys looking forward to on this tour? Anything else coming up?
Oh, frumpy ladies.
Yeah, what are we looking forward to? Yeah.
We are headed to Sasquatch country, and we've actually, one of our fans is one of the premier Sasquatch hunters of the Humboldt County area. His name is Bobo.
I think he's in jail right now.
He might be in jail.
I think he's in jail.
But if he's not in jail, he might show up.
I heard he was in jail.
He did promise to take us out on a Sasquatch hunt.
Oh, cool.
Why? Because we're going to be playing Arcata, which is right up there in Humboldt.
Elusive, much like the Sasquatch.
I think he is a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Well, he's in jail, I guess.
Besides that, the Pacific Northwest, the trees are beautiful. The air is fresh. And that's about it, right? None of us partake in the flowers of the area anymore, so we can't really look forward to that.
Well, you know.
maybe some of us do. Maybe some of us do.
All right, well, I've just got three quick questions that I always ask everyone. And the first one is, do you have any slang terms that you overuse?
That we overuse?
Oh, my shit. That's more of a quotation.
Totes.
Totes, which is the name of one of our songs, which is a variable of totally.
And I think John Spiker, that's what she said.
That was last tour. I'm turning over a new leaf on this tour.
And the interesting part is every time it worked, and it got a big laugh. It seemed to always work. I don't know how he does it. Apparently he listens for keywords, so I was trying to figure it out. That's what she said.
There are certain words that trigger something in my brain.
And smell my shit, too.
Smell my shit, yeah, that's a big
that
one.
Is one word. It's smell of my shit.
Smell of my shit.
Smell of my shit.
One word.
It's actually going to be our new song.
We do.
It's a acapella number.
Can you sing a little bit of that? How did it go? I forgot.
No, it's a work in progress. I'm not going to release it yet until it has some kind of definition.
We do, guy, we do.
Smell of my shit. We do, guy, we do. This is all going to... You'll hear the rest on the second album.
Smell of my shit.
All right, what's everyone's drink of choice?
Drink of choice. I like malt liquor because it's quicker.
I like beer.
Wow.
I know.
Anything in like a sparkling water kind of thing. Sparkling water,
yeah. John is a friend of what's his name?
Okay.
Friend of Bill now.
He's a friend of Bill. Bubba.
He's 12 stepping.
Oh yeah.
I prefer a light white wine.
Do you?
Yes. I don't like the red too much. I like white. And I just drink it like Kool-Aid and get my buzz on.
White wine on ice?
And then I do a little jig. Flip and do a little jig.
Whoa.
After glass, too. But you don't want to be around. You can get ugly.
Dallas, what do you drink?
I like pretty much anything with alcohol. But Patron. Patron's my fave.
Aren't we expensive-o? Wow.
Sheesh.
Man, who knew?
Yeah, while we're on that, I like Woodford Reserve.
Jeez,
whiskey.
Well, I like Baker's bourbon.
All right.
You want to go there?
Throw down the gauntlet.
I feel like a bourbon right now.
Shit.
Get the drink tickets out.
Yeah. You got the drink tickets?
All right, and how do you guys feel about eyeliner?
Eyeliner?
I wear it on stage, I must enjoy it. And waterproof, very important, because the sweat, when it starts sweating up, it'll get back in your eyes. You must go waterproof guyliner. When you do it.
Yeah. Eyeliner's good. Guyliner's bad.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, not a fan.
No, I think if you overuse the eyeliner, it tends to maybe cheapen the cheap in the look, I think. I notice you ladies don't seem to have any work. Very classy. Yeah, subtle.
Dallas?
It brings out my baby blues.
Dallas! Yes! How'd we do?
Good.
We do okay?
It's not over yet. We have one more.
Oh, okay.
Could you guys do your best pirate impression or give us a pirate joke?
Yeah. Oh man, there's not many pirate jokes. You guys have heard every single one, I bet.
It's driving me nuts.
Yeah, of course. Who hasn't heard that one?
Arrgh, matey.
I think Pirates of the Caribbean has pretty much killed the whole pirate thing, hasn't it? Although I hear they're coming out with a new one.
Yeah, low budget.
That's a low budget?
Yeah, they cut the budget. They're not shooting in the Caribbean. Yeah, the Caribbean.
They figured out that they don't have to do
doing
that.
Doing like Lake Havasu or something.
And what about Lee? Is he in it?
The deal isn't for sure. Oh, we don't need to talk about this.
Who's Lee? Who's Lee?
He's a friend of ours.
He's one of the main pirates in Pirates of the Caribbean. He's the little squatty. There's the tall one that was on The Office in Britain, and there's the other one. He's the other one. He's a rad pirate. We personally know a pirate. Trainwreck rolls with pirates. Arrgh, matey. Arrgh. Get me that wench and some skull.
Skull?
It's chewing tobacco.
Thank you.
Pirates chewing tobacco. Two diamond quarter shimmer.